Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to week two of the Mindful Teacher. So today was my very first day at school, and I know that some of you have already had your first day, or maybe some of you are lucky and don't have to start until after Labor Day. But for those of you that live where I live in Colorado, we start school in the middle of August. So I thought a good topic today would be to talk about how we can use mindfulness in the classroom and as a way for students to reflect upon their actions. So I was looking at one of my favorite calendars I have on my desk, and it's from The Secret. Great book. If you have not read it, I highly encourage that you do. And it goes through and has a special quote, a daily teaching. And this one that I picked, I thought really resonated with how I was feeling and the objective and theme of this podcast. So here it goes. No matter where you are, no matter how difficult things might appear to be, you are always being moved towards magnificence. Always. And the reason I really enjoyed this quote is because teachers are often left feeling unappreciated. They're left feeling that they're overworked, underpaid, and it's really difficult sometimes to see the impact that we're making in children's lives. It often takes sometimes several years before we get to get a letter from a student that says how important we were to their lives. So I want you to remember this when the stress of going back to school, parent-teacher nights, maybe you're learning a new curriculum, maybe like me, you're starting at a new school this year. I want you to think about the fact that you are always being moved towards magnificence. So I really like that quote and I wanted to share it with you. But today on our topic, I wanted to remind you that mindfulness doesn't mean we have to be happy all the time. It means recognizing and accepting how we feel at any given moment and then just letting it be. So, as teachers, we know that there are times in the classroom where it's really easy to maybe lose our temper, maybe we get frustrated, maybe we get angry. And I think it's okay to remember that we don't have to be happy and ecstatic all the time, but we need to recognize how we're feeling, accept it, so that we can move on with the day, maybe move on with the class period. We just have to recognize that each moment is a moment that we can choose to change how we're feeling, or we can choose to continue to radiate negative vibes. Remember that we're the ones that always set the tone for the classroom. And students pick up on the fact that maybe we're not feeling well, maybe we're having a bad day. Certain things that go on in our day-to-day lives, they pick up on that. So being mindful of that is also important. So today's topic, I want to talk about the mindful reflection. This year in my classroom, I am giving this a try. I am a language arts teacher, so I always have a book corner where there's, maybe a few pillows, bean bags, a carpet, soft, warmy, fuzzy things. So this year, in addition to having that area, I'm also going to make a space where I have labeled it the mindful reflection. So I teach middle school and I've taught high school. We don't give timeouts at that level. That's insulting to our young adults. But it is important to have a space in your room where you can invite a student to go to decompress and to relax and chill out if they're having a bad day. And they would appreciate this even more if we offer them some strategies to do a mindful reflection. So I've seen teachers, and I've been guilty of it too, say, well, I want you to reflect on what you did. Well, students that are in the middle school, they don't know what that means. We need to model that behavior and we need to show them what that means. So for a mindful reflection, I think it's important that we give them a journaling prompt. We give them maybe some sentence starters that are going to help them to be successful when they're reflecting upon what they did that got them to the point of having to go to the reflection place, wherever that might be in the classroom. And there's a lot of great mindful journaling prompts that you can find free online. I am constantly adding mindful curriculum to my TPT store as I develop it and work on making it better. So you can check there. Also, if you're looking for ideas, maybe you want to go out and buy a mindful journal that might help you to craft that towards the adolescent mind. But having sheets filled out or giving them choices to help them write down their feelings is also helping them to recognize and accept how they're feeling at that moment. So we can do this as teachers in the classroom to help with our own mindfulness, but we can also use these strategies for our students to help them recognize and accept how they're feeling at that moment and honoring how they're feeling, just like we need to honor how we feel. So this is my goal this year. I have the space set up next to my reading corner, just so it's a comfortable spot. I don't want the students to feel like it's a punitive consequence. I want them to work through their feelings, which is important at the middle school level. And I will keep you updated on how it goes. I do invite you to give me some feedback if you're going to try this in the classroom and let me know. Drop me an email. Comment on my blog, whatever you'd like to do to communicate with me and give me feedback on how this is going to go in your classroom or the successes or failures that you're having so we can share that with our listeners. So that's all I've got today. I am going to work on our topic next week, which is going to be my mindful 5-day journaling with my students. So I'm going to share my curriculum that I developed on how we journal with our students about being mindful and how they can carry that over into their everyday actions with their peers, parents, teachers. And so if you'd like to give me feedback, please make sure that you are following the blog, which is lifetimeliteracy.blog. You can find me on WordPress. You can visit my website at www.lifetimeliteracystore.com, or you can find my store on TPT, Teachers Pay Teachers, Lifetime Literacy Store. And as always, I appreciate your time and dedication, and remember that you are always moving towards magnificence. Have a great start to your school year, and thank you for tuning in. Until next time, take care.